Hey, this is Molly. If you're just joining us, my best pal Max and I were recruited by Max's Aunt Murgatroyd to be part of a secret order of problem solvers. Since then, we've time traveled to ancient Egypt, Istanbul, and the International Space Station. We've solved problems with Pythagoras and Mark Twain. But now things have taken a crazy turn. First, we discovered a bunch of clues left by our enemy, the troublesome trolls. Then, we discovered our math teacher, Mr. Conklin, was also a troll. And then we uncovered a troll plot to uninvent ice cream. That might sound like a lot for a couple of middle schoolers to deal with, but hey, it's all part of the job when you're a problem solver. These are Mysteries About True Histories. Max, sidebar, please. So, on the plus side, we got the troll's time machine to work, and we made it to Madrid, Spain in 1924, which is presumably where and when Aunt Murgatroyd is being held captive.
Yes, I'm aware of that, Molly.
On the minus side, Brad and Katrina,
Nemesis.
Thank you. They're here with us, right now, standing right over there.
Yes, I can see them.
Our time traveling is meant to be a secret. The problem solvers are a secret society. We're trying to save Aunt Murgatroyd from who knows what horrible fate, and we're stuck with out-of-control prankster Brad and Katrina, the mean girl who acts like she's the victim.
Whoops. I guess I'm not that good at juggling after all.
What do we do?
I couldn't help but overhear. And while you may not be thrilled about it, we are here to help.
Yeah, plus you need all of us to operate the time machine. That is, if you ever want to go back.
I'd love to argue with you, but you make a solid point.
Sounds like someone's coming.
Quick, everyone hide! Phew. It's just the kitchen staff doing prep work.
I don't think they'll be very happy to see us.
Well, we can't stay hidden under the counter all day.
They left the back door open. If we crawl out quickly, maybe they won't notice.
I say we go for it.
You're a really good crawler, Max.
Thanks?
Shh! They'll hear us. Come on.
We made it. Wow, check out this lobby.
I'd love to drop some wet toilet paper off the top floor balcony.
Yeah, that would be a really bad idea. Grow up, Brad.
Whatever.
I hate to admit it, but you were really helpful back there, Katrina.
Thank you, Molly.
Yeah, and good looking out, Brad.
Whatev.
Okay, so now that you got us here, now what?
Everyone spread out and act natural.
Good idea.
That's easy.
Brad, that whistling is not natural.
And Katrina, where do you even get that newspaper? Also, you're reading it upside down.
It just so happens I can read upside down. One of my many talents.
Yeah, you know what? Scratch natural. We need to act fast. We have to find Aunt Murgatroyd before she's whooshed off to another time and place.
I say we split up and search the hotel.
But there's 50 guest rooms.
How could you possibly know that?
Just my brilliant intuition. JK, there's an evacuation map on that wall. Duh.
Right.
Okay, there's 4 of us, which means if we split up, we can each cover... 50 divided by 4 is...
48 divided by 4 is 12 rooms each, but that leaves 2 more rooms.
Max and I can split the last 2.
Can I do the rooms on the top floor? Also, where's the bathroom?
You know what? Maybe we should work in pairs. That way we can look out for each other. And make sure nobody drops wet toilet paper off the balcony.
You're like the opposite of fun.
Good idea. Plus, it makes the math a lot easier. Each team will search 25 rooms.
Will you be on my team, Max?
I'm going with Max.
Yeah, but me and Katrina don't know what Aunt Megatron looks like.
It's Murgatroyd. And Brad has a good point. Again.
Fine, then I'll go with Katrina. You go with Brad. Meet back here in 30.
Synchronize watches.
I don't have a watch.
We all have cell phones.
Right. Never mind.
All right. Let's go, Katrina.
Housekeeping! Nothing.
Hello, room service. Oops, wrong room. Sorry to interrupt your seance. Nope, not weird at all.
Housekeeping. Nothing again.
I hope Brad and Max are having better luck.
Did you know the Hotel Florida still operates in 2024? That's 100 years of hospitality. Pretty awesome, right?
Whatev. Hola, I've come to fix the sink. Nobody's home.
Hola! Room service!
Room service!
Room service!
Room service!
I'll try the knob.
Room service! Room service! Room service!
Yikes!
Room service! Room service! Room service!
Whoa, that parrot was savage.
Yeah. I just hope Katrina and Molly are having better luck.
So, find anything?
Parrots.
Seances.
Nothing.
Psst. Did anyone hear that?
Hear what?
Psst. That!
It sounded like someone saying,
psst.
Trusty narrator? Is that you? What? He has a time travel app, too.
Who's smarter?
Psst. Problem solvers. You didn't win, but you didn't lose. You're fit to be blank, either tight or loose. I could be thick or thin, or you could wear me in a bowl. When you figure me out, you'll know where to go.
Quiet, Murgatroyd!
Conklin?
Conklin!
Come on! They're headed to the time machine in the kitchen!
There they are.
Too late, problem solvers.
We have to follow them.
But the dials are scrambled.
Does your aunt always talk in riddles?
She sure does. It's the best.
She does it because she knows we're clever enough to solve them. But the trolls aren't.
Gotcha. So, any idea what this riddle means?
You didn't win, but you didn't lose. You're fit to be blank, either tight or loose. I could be thick or thin. You could wear me in a bow. When you figure me out, you'll know where to go.
Fit to be blank? Isn't the expression fit to be tied?
Oh, I know. It's shoelaces.
That's a good guess.
Thanks.
But I don't think it's right.
Oh, what else do you tie?
A rope? A lasso?
She's going to Thailand.
Huh?
What?
It's so simple. Duh. You can tie a tie, and when you figure that out, you'll know where she is. Tie. Land. Thailand. You're welcome.
Nice job, Brad. I'm impressed.
Whatever.
Okay, that's the where. We still need the when.
Wait, look at that order ticket on the counter.
Pie. Bake 169, 62 minutes.
Yes, but look how it's written. Pie. P-I, like the number. Then 169 has the square root symbol around it. And finally, it's 6 squared, not 62.
Pi is 3.14. That's why Pi Day is March 14th.
Yes, March 14th. And the square root of 169 is...
13!
6 squared is 36!
Thailand, March 14th, 1336.
Yes! A pie.
I never thought I'd see you two so happy together.
We had a moment. It's past.
We should go now. The cooks don't look happy.
Quick! To your stations, everyone!
Wow, is this like a royal palace?
I think it's the royal palace.
OMG! Look at all the kites!
Kite flying has long been a part of Thai culture. Here in Sukhothai, the first Thai sovereign state, kites are regularly flown for recreation.
What's that humming noise?
Thai kites are often made with a humming bow.
It's so pretty.
Over the centuries, Thai citizens will use these kites in competitions, celebrations, as well to make music, connect people, and carry cargo.
That's one way to lighten your load, literally.
And at night, they connect lanterns to them to light up the sky. They also like attaching coins to their kites, so if they get lost, the person who finds them gets a reward.
Ooh, I'd like to find one.
I didn't know you knew so much about kites, Brad.
I just wish one of these kites could help us find Aunt Murgatroyd.
Wait, look up there!
There's a kite that says psst. Maybe it has a clue.
Or another riddle.
Either way, we've got to get it. But how? With all these kites in the air, how can we possibly find the string that leads to hearts?
That, I don't know.
Me neither. Should we just start yanking kite strings?
I wouldn't do that. That would make these kite flyers angry. Does anyone know how long a typical kite line is?
About 100 feet max.
What? I didn't say anything.
I meant 100 feet maximum.
Oh, duh.
Ugh, what does it matter how long the string is when we don't know which one to pull? Okay, notice how the psst kite is flying over that unfinished temple.
Yeah?
How tall would you say that temple is? Where are you going with this? It's gonna be an estimate, but I think I can get us close to Aunt Em. But I need to know how tall that temple is. Any idea, Max?
Max me or Max maximum?
You!
Gotcha. Okay, I believe that's the Wat Luang Buddhist Temple, which, when completed around 1347, will be 282 feet tall. But since it's only about one quarter built now, I'd say a little over 70 feet.
Great. Here's how we find our estimate. The length of the kite line against the wind forms the hypotenuse of a right triangle. And with all right triangles, a squared plus b squared equals c squared. In this case, b is the height of the temple, 70 feet, and c is the length of the line, 100 feet.
Well, 70 squared is 4,900, and 100 squared is 10,000, so 10,000 minus 4,900 equals
5,100! Which means the square root of 5,100 is the distance between us and whomever is flying that kite.
Hopefully Aunt Murgatroyd!
Since 70 squared is 4,900, the square root of 5,100 must be somewhere around 71 or 72 feet.
71 feet into the wind appears to be northeast, that way.
There! I don't see Aunt Em.
Ugh! The kite is tied off. But at least we can reel it in.
I'll do it.
Here it comes. Wow, it's pretty huge.
I see a message written on it.
Ooh, is that a coin? Katrina, what did you do?
Whoops, the string broke.
Yeah, because you broke it.
Sorry, I didn't do it on purpose.
It looked pretty on purpose to me.
What are you saying, Molly?
I'm saying, how do we know you're not working for them? Are you working for them? Are you a troll?
You think I'm a troll?
Oh, I know you're a troll. I just didn't know you were a troublemaking troll.
Can you prove you're not a troll?
How do you prove you're not something? Max, a little help here?
I don't know what to say. I don't think Katrina's a troll.
Thank you.
But it did look pretty deliberate. And now we don't have the kite.
Actually, it just got caught in a tree.
Yes! We can still get the note! But it's way up there!
Make Katrina climb up and get it.
No! She'll just let it go again or eat it or something.
So, do we ditch Katrina?
Not if you want to get home. Remember, you need me. But this is silly. I'm not a troll. Max, you have to believe me.
I do. But we can't take any chances. Brad, Molly, keep an eye on Katrina while I climb the tree.
Gladly.
Got it!
What does it say?
Mr. Conklin!
Aunt M. Mr. Conklin. What kind of riddle is that?
No! I see Aunt M. with Mr. Conklin. And lots of trolls. They're gathered around the time machine! And now they're gone!
This episode of Mysteries About True Histories was written by Libby Ward and voiced by Dexter Danger Mayo, Molly Smith, Caitlin Gard, Cooper Alexander, Mike Praviti, Sheila Morris, and Adam Tex Davis. Original music by Brian Suarez. Our associate producer is Max Kamaski. Technical direction and sound design by Josh Hahn. The executive producers are Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber from Atomic Entertainment, and Jed Baker and Agaranish A. Palmer from Starglow Media. Mysteries About True Histories is a Starglow Media and Atomic Entertainment production. Grown-ups, looking for ad-free audio fun for the whole family? Subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. Learn more at starglowmedia.com/subscribe. Catch you on the next Mysteries About True Histories.